like the wind. I look in the mirror and all I see is a young old man with only a dream. Am I just fooling myself that she'll stop the pain? Living without her, I go insane. Feel the breath in my face, her body close to me. Can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I am anything she needs. She's like the wind.
Welcome back to the Row Activity Center, Falls City, the Irish singer, getting ready to host the Humboldt Table Rock Senior Titans in our boys' game tonight, the girls' game tonight. It was Singing Hurt with a win by a score of 57-27. A couple of other finals tonight, and a game heard on KTNC, our sister station. Palmyra beat Falls City girls 53-26. That boys' game should be getting underway here before too long. And also, Johnson Brock girls got a win tonight. They beat Tri-County by a score of 54-31. 54-31 was the final in that one. Here, the Irish boys come in. One win, two losses on the year. HTRS, three wins and one loss on the season for head coach Jamie Stice. Stice, the Sacred Heart graduate, now the head coach. The Humboldt Table Rock Steiner Titans going against his old coach, Doug Gulch, tonight. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back and look at the starting lineups on Sunny 101.3.
The holidays are here, and it's time to celebrate, but let's keep safety at the top of the guest list. Our friends at Nemaha County Hospital want to remind you to celebrate responsibly. If you're hosting, ensure walkways are clear of ice and snow to avoid slips. Keep candles and decorations away from flammable items, and never leave food cooking unattended. If you're planning to serve alcohol, encourage designated drivers to get everyone home safely. Enjoy the festivities while keeping safety a priority. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Hey everyone, here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, and one of Santa Claus's best friends is Bart at Farm and City Supply. Bart, why does Santa like your store so much?
Well, because we got all the great brands that people have come to know and love, Justin. We got things like Carhartt, Yeti, Ariat, Steel, Dryshod, you know, Ertl Toys. We got lots of selection of great Christmas items up here. Come on in, we got stuff for the whole family. We got holiday hours through Christmas. We're open 7 days a week, so come in and check us out this holiday season.
Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
Take a look at the starting lineup tonight for the Titans of Humboldt Table Rock Senior. They will go with 6 foot senior Brogan Dunlap, 6 foot senior Brennan Vaughn, 5 foot eight sophomore Camian Devlin, 6 foot two junior Emma Glothar, and 6 foot senior Hunter Bowling. Brogan Dunlap, Brennan Vaughn, Camian Detman, Emma Glothar, and Hunter Bullen, your starting five tonight for the Titans of HTRS this evening. For Coach Doug Goltz and the Irish tonight, his starting five will include 5'11 junior Cole Taft, 6 foot sophomore Bo Fletcher, 5'10 junior Brendan Lemeron, 6'1 senior Tate Wilcox, and 6'3 junior Cooper Canabi. Cole Taft, Bo Fletcher, Brendan Lemeron, Tate Wilcox, and Cooper Canabi, your starting five tonight for Falls City Sacred Heart. The Irish are going to participate in the Sportsman's Club Holiday Tournament up at Freeman next week on the 28th and 30th of December. That's a Saturday and a Monday. The Irish girls will take on McCool Junction Saturday afternoon at 3:30, the 28th. That will be in the South Gym. The other two teams, Freeman taking on Syracuse. On the boys' side, the Irish play McCool Junction at 2 o'clock at Saturday, the 28th, in the South Gym. Freeman and Syracuse play in the North Gym at 3:30 that day. That's the holiday tournament for Sacred Heart this year. For HTRS, they are taking part in the Weeping Water Tournament. The HTRS girls in the B Division, they'll play on the 27th on Friday against Parkview Christian. If they win that, then they play at 4 o'clock on Saturday against either Falls City or Conestoga in the B Division. For the boys, HTRS in the A Division, they'll take on Johnson Brock at 4 o'clock on Friday the 27th, Reserve Gym in the opening round game. A win would put them in a 5:30 game then on Friday. If they can't win the first game, they take on the next game, the consolation game against either Parkview or Johnson County Central, then on Saturday the 28th at 2:30. So that's where the team is going to be spending their holiday time this year as far as the tournament. Coming into this game, the Titan boys. Coming in here 3-1 on the year. They've got wins over Weeping Water, Lewiston, and Lord Central Catholic. They lost their opener to Diller O'Dell on the season in a 10-point game. For Sacred Heart, the boys, they are 1-2. They picked up their win in the opening night against Sterling with a 4-point win. Since then, they've lost to Exeter Milligan Friend. And also to Tri-County, that game here on Tuesday night. So a two-game losing streak for the Irish, three-game winning streak for Humboldt Table Rock Senior is what we have right now going into tonight's ballgame. Titans coming in here. Hunter Bowling, senior. Tough as nails player. He's injured. He was injured during football. And he has a shoulder area issue. But he's playing through it. plans or hopes are for him to finish the basketball season, do some track, and maybe have to have some repair work done on that at some point in the future. But he is not going to miss his senior year, doing the best he can, playing with kind of a dinged up shoulder. So a little bit of a wing issue for him. The Irish get Tate Wilcox this year. He got injured last year in football and didn't even play during the basketball season. So it'll be your first time to see him, for me at least, for the Irish on the hardwood. Here we go. Stepping into the center circle for the Irish is going to be Tate Wilcox. He'll jump it up against Brogan Dunlap, 6 foot versus 6'1". Sagan Hart will go right to left toward the west basket in quarter, or the first half, I should say. Titans control the tip. Bowling gets the ball, goes cross court. Try the fast break. The ball is tipped out of bounds by Fletcher for the Irish. Sagan Hart looks like going to zone it up on the inbound from the baseline. Bring it in now. Bowling for three in the right corner. Up, no good. Rebound is picked up by Cole Taft for Sagan Hart. He'll bring it himself. Up the floor to Wilcox. Wilcox off the left side now into the hands there of Lemeron. Lemeron guarded by Bowling in the man-to-man for HTRS. Lemeron directing traffic. Again, we've got 35-second shot clock now in Nebraska basketball this year. If you're not familiar with it, Fletcher. He looks left, and the ball is thrown right to Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap moving the ball toward the left side. Fakes the handoff there. Now gets the ball away to Brennan Bond. Bond Bowling out top as they work a little weave out there. Dunlap with it again. You can only weave so long with a shot clock. Bowling down the lane. Up, no good. Rebound picked off by Taft again. The Irish to the front court. A minute gone by. No score. Takes the ball to the left side now with it. Cole Taft leans in, fires a bounce pass across the floor. Three ball up and three ball down to the right side for Brendan Lemeron. And the Irish take a quick 3-0 lead in this ball game. So up the floor, here's a takeaway by Sacred Heart. And now it's stolen back by the Titans. Drive it in with a left hand, up no good by Vaughn. Rebound to the Irish, picked out of there by Kanabe. Up the floor, Wilcox, ball partially blocked. Rebound brought down by Lemeron. He can't connect underneath. And here come the Titans back the other way. 3-0, the lead to the Irish here in the early going. Hunter Bowling has it out top. Now double team, finally gets the ball away to Bond. Bond drives the lane, left side, up and down. 2 points, Brennan Bond. 3-2, the Irish lead. They've got 3-3 on the board. That's not right. You only get two when you do a layup, right? Yeah. Rules haven't changed that much. Here's a three-point effort. Up too strong, but a whistle and a foul. Shot is put up by the Irish by, let's see, that's Cole Taft, line three. I couldn't say the number. Taft line gets the three free throws coming. The foul is on Brennan Vaughn. First foul of the contest. Free throw up and good. 4-2, Sacred Heart. 5:45 to go here. First quarter action tonight at the Roe Activity Center. Second free throw coming for the Irish junior. Sets, fires, hits it again. 5-2, Sacred Heart. And one more to go. Ready is Cole Taft. He fires it toward the hoop, and it rattles in and out of there. Rebounded by Hunter Bowling of the Titans. He'll bring it up before himself, pass it off. No, kept it. Dishes out right corner. Three ball, swish from the right side. Emmett Gothar. Gothar will tie the ball game up at 5 apiece now. 5-5. Sagan Hart with the ball. Front court in the hand of Taft. Moving from the left side of the floor to the middle between the circles. Dish it down low. Left side for Lemeron. Lemeron holding it. Backing up with the dribble. Guarded man-to-man. Good tough defense here by the Titans. With the dribble. Out on the right side will be Taft again. He gets inside. Dishes it off to Wade Fletcher. Now he'll give it back again. Taft baseline. Pass to the middle. Stolen away. Picked off by Glothar. He goes in. Leaves it for Bowling. Double teamed. In trouble. back to the right side, and he gets it away to Dettman, and we've got travel violation. Damian Dettman trying to get rid of it, couldn't, got caught up off balance and took steps. It will be Irish basketball with 4:45 to play in the opening period, 5-5. Up the floor we come. With it, Brendan Lemeron. Three ball up short off the front edge. No good. Rebound brought down by Vaughn. Vaughn on the run the other way. All the way in. A collision and a foul. We'll put him at the free throw line, I believe, here. Or did he just go out of bounds? They didn't call a foul. No foul call. Just a couple of bodies on the floor. One for each team. All right. Let him play. I'm all for that. Inbounding from the baseline, Brogan Dunlap. He looks. He throws the ball in. It's off of an Irish player picked up by Hunter Bowling. Bowling will have it. He'll get it away now to Vaughn. Three ball, right side wing is up. No good for Dettman. Rebound picked up by Konami for the Irish. Quickly the other way. It goes inside now. Posting up is Lemeron. Back out. Konami for a long two. No good. And another rebound for Vaughn. Vaughn will bring it up the floor himself, right side in front of the Irish bench. Now he'll get it away to Dunlap. Brogan spins into the paint, scoop and score with the right hand on the right side. Dunlap puts the Titans ahead, 7-5, our first lead change of the ball game. Coming to the 3:50 mark of the first quarter. All right, the other way, the Irish come. Brendan Lemeron with the junior guard for the Irish. Hunter Bowling on him. He gets a screen. He rolls right. He stops. He'll fire from 10 and hit it. Lemeron with 5, and we're tied at 7. To the front comes Brogan Dunlop. Up the floor. Give it away to Vaughn. To the front. Now passes the ball off there with it. Damian Dettman. My score sheet says Morgan Dunlap, not Brogan. I don't know why. Stupid computer. Here's a reach in and a held ball. Good job there by the defense of the Irish. Bo Fletcher reaches in, and on the already possession, it will be Irish basketball. Sagar brings Toby Baxter off the bench, a 5'11 sophomore now. He's in the ball game in place of Tate Wilcox. Titans. Like they had the same five out there. They make a change here. Yeah. Nope. Same five. Original five for the Titans. All right. Lemeron working the ball left to right. Pass tip. Gets through there to Kanabe. Kanabe has it off. And it's going to be out. Taft. He'll fire it across the lane. Three ball up is no good by Lemeron. Rebound picked off by Kamian Dettman off the deck as the ball got loose. Bounced around. Dettman picks it up. And the Titans work to the front court in a 7-7 ball game. 2.5 to play in the first quarter with it. Dunlop on the right side baseline. He'll dish it out into the paint. A drive and a left-hand shot up. No good by Dettman, but a whistle and a foul this time on Sacred Heart. Cole Taft. First foul of the game against Sacred Heart. Each team getting one foul so far. All right, at the line is Kamian Dettman. Free throw for the lefty. It rattles off, no good. He'll get another one here. Taft will sit down for the Irish. Into the game for him is Kyler Sipple, a 5'11 junior. Once again, ready. Detman's free throw won't go, and a rebound bounces out long and is ran down by Glothar. Emmett with it out top, gets the ball away, cross-court now to Vaughn. ISO'd on the left side, into the paint he goes, floater with the left hand is good. And we have a whistle, we have a foul, what do we have? Offensive foul, no bucket, okay. So Brennan Vaughn, I didn't see that much contact there, but Brennan's got both Titan fouls. No basket, we remain 7-7. To the front court with the ball, Brendan Lemeron for the Irish. Moving to the right side, pass it off, Cooper Kanabe, left side of the floor. He'll give the ball up now to Sipple. Sipple looks, needs help, goes cross-court to Lemeron. Lemeron moves right, cut off, back out top with it to Bo Fletcher. Down the left side with a kind of a scoop from long distance, no good. Rebound and on the run is going to be Vaughn again. Vaughn out top to Dunlap. Dunlap moving. Top of the key, right side, stops underneath, thrown away. Picked off by Limeron, and a foul from behind on the Titans going to be called against Emmett Glossard. Emmett trying to get the stolen ball back. Into the game for the Titans, here will come Darius Bullen, a 5'10 sophomore, and also into the contest, Cole Hunziker, 6'1 freshman for HTRS. We have a youngster on the floor that wants to play. Mom says, no, come with me out here to the concession area. So he's not going to get the play, at least not yet. Man, wait a few years. It'll be okay. And now with the ball in the middle, Sipple has it, or rather Wilcox. Now Limeron, down it goes, shot of the way, Wilcox, 10-footer, baseline, no good. Hunter Bowling grabs up the rebound, gets the ball away there to Dunlap. Brogan, off the floor, left side with it. Shea Hart manned up defensively, get the ball off to Kamian Devon with 52 seconds to go in the first quarter, 20 seconds on the shot clock. Back of the midcourt circle, they play catch. Dunlap on the right side now. Try to set him a screen. He runs into a double team, loses the ball. Picked off, stolen by Wilcox. His pass stolen away, back by Hunziker. He throws it up the floor, off the mark, and trying to save it, but able to catch up with a Kyler Sipple. He caught it, but his toe was on the end line, out of bounds. It's going to be Titan ball. 33 seconds on the game clock, 32 seconds on the shot clock. Hunter Bowling looks for a cutter. Nobody there. He'll come in. Oh, and he's got two teammates. Got tangled up in the same spot. Dunlap and Detman both right there, and they kind of knocked the ball away from one another. The Irish catch a break, get the ball back with 31 seconds to go. First quarter action, 7-7 ballgame. We started out at a pretty good scoring pace. It slowed considerably. Out top with the basketball in the midcourt circle. Cole Taft, he looks. He'll hand it off. Wilcox works right, hands the ball off again to Limeron. 10 on the clock. Limeron working against Bowling. Man-to-man gets a double screen. Still going. 5 seconds on the clock. Out top. Three ball up and no good for Toby Baxter at the buzzer. After one, the Titans 7 and the Irish 7 at the rack. In Fall City, we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's going to be Harris basketball at midcourt to start the second quarter here at the Rowe Activity Center in Falls City. Halftime will take up after this 8-minute period comes to an end. Tomorrow, Chiefs football here on Sunny 101.3 as the Chiefs host the Dallas Texans tomorrow at noon kickoff. Up the floor with the basketball, the Titans have it in the hand of Kamian Detman. Detman up the floor, off the left side with it. Going to get it into the hands there of Dunlap. Baseline, turns around, shoots and scores. He was in trouble. He got it to go. Brogan had nowhere to go, had nowhere to pass to. So he just turned around, jumper, and it went in. And the Titans lead 9-7. Underneath, Wilcox by himself. Up and good. Wilcox with his first two of the night. And the Irish tie it up again at 9 apiece now. 9-9. Inside, the ball goes underneath. Nice move. And oh, an offensive foul. It's going to be called on Emmett Glothar. He made a nice move, but he hooked the defender. He hooked him with his left elbow and went on around. And they call the offensive foul. Baxter is out for the Irish. Sipple is out. Kanabe back in the ball game with Limerand, Flusher. And let's see, we've got Taft, and here's a shot up and a shot good for two this time by Limerand. He's got seven, and the Irish are up now 11-9. Come back the other way. That gives the Irish a lead back. In the middle, Hunter Bowling, fall away jumper is up and good for about 6 feet. Hunter Bowling with his first two of the night, and we have an 11-11 game. Three ball up, three ball down, right side. That will be a three ball by Bo Fletcher from the right side on the wing. Drive it in, back out to Bowling, set up for three, short, no good. Rebound picked off by Fletcher. Fletcher on the run, ahead underneath the Kanabe off the glass, up and good for Shaker Hart. Cooper Kanabe and the Irish are now up 5-16-11. A little 5-0 run here early in this second period for Sacred Heart. Brogan Dunlap with it. We got a reach-in foul called against Sacred Heart. That's going to go on Brendan Limerand. First foul of the quarter, first foul on Limerand in the ballgame. Sacred Heart bring Hayden Clow off the bench, a 5'10 sophomore. The Irish have 11 suited up here. Titans. They've got a whole bench full of players, at least 15. I think that's all you got in the scorebook. They've got that number well covered here. With the basketball to the front court, it will be Detman again down to the right side, driving in. Dunlap pulls up, got it. 10-footer right side on the lane, up and good by Dunlap. He's got six, and it's 16-13. Lead down to three. On the left side, Cole Taft holds it. Cole drives to the free throw circle. Defender left him. He'll shoot it and score it. First field goal for Taft. He's got 4 points in the game. He's 2 for 3 at the free throw line. And the Irish are up by 5 again, 18-13. Bowling with it, directing traffic out of the midcourt circle. Moving up, hands it off now to Vaughn. Vaughn throws underneath. Too high, too far for Dunlap. Taken away by Kanadi. Up the floor and a bounce pass in the middle. Kicking out to Fletcher. He fakes. He drives. He backs up now. Right side with the ball is Wilcox. He looks back to Taft into the paint. Dishes it back to the top. Now to Fletcher. Fletcher with the dribble off the right side into the hands now of Clow. Clow moving to his left with the left hand on the lane. Now look, stops, leaves it back. Taft for three. It's up. It's down. Cole Taft now with seven. And the lead for the Irish is now 8, 21-13. Timeout. Titans back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action, the Row Activity Center. Say aren't showing a little pressure here. The Titans will inbound the ball. Bring it in to Kamian Detman. He'll go cross court into the hands of Vaughn. Vaughn to the front court with a dribble. Now Brogan Dunlap with it. And he'll come back to Detman. Detman right side gives up to Dunlap. He's double teamed. He throws inside and a layup across the lane. Up and good. Evan Gothar, he's got 5 points. It's a 6-point game, 21-15. Kanabe will hand the ball away now to Bo Fletcher, and he made a spin move and he lost the ball. Taken away by Detman. Detman up the floor, and good defense there. Brogan Dunlap, and Kanabe got back there with him and bothered his shot. I don't know if he got a piece of it or not, but he certainly redirected things. Here's a ball loose, and everybody's scrambling for it. Kanabe on the floor, ends up with it, tried to throw it to a teammate, threw it too high. The ball goes to the Titans, and then we have a blocking foul on the Irish. as Cole Taft ran into the Titan ball handler, picks up his second foul and the second foul of the quarter on the Irish. Here comes Limeron back into the ball game now. He'll check in for Hayden Clow. The Irish bring Kyler Sipple back in. Sitting down will be who? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Who am I missing? Taft sit down. You get the two fouls. Okay, so Taft sit down. Now take the ball and a bounce pass around the defender and a push foul on the Irish. The ball was headed inside to Emmett Glothar, and he got shoved from behind. The foul on Tate Wilcox. His first team foul, number three of the quarter. 21-15, Sacred Heart with the lead. 3:51 to go in the first half. Bring the ball in, out long to the top to Detman. Detman comes cross-court. Vaughn now in the right corner to Hunter Bowling, the senior. Hunter will pass across, and now it is Vaughn again, left side, loading up for three, and the ball sticks on the three-point shot by Emmett Glothar. Caught between the rim and the backboard on the opposite side of where he shot it. Kind of tough to do, but he managed it. 3:36 to go, six-point Irish advantage. To the front court of the basketball now, Brendan Limeron. Limeron moving around the right side, pulls up, looks, then goes over to the right side, ball loose, picked up by Limeron again. He gets into the lane to Kanabi. He can't get the little left-hand turnaround hook. Rebound to the Titans, outlet up the floor. It's off of an Irish player, deflected by Limeron, and then it goes off of a Titan and out of bounds. It will be Irish ball with 3:14 to go in the half. So here come the Irish, up 21-15. Front court of the ball, Limeron, left side, moving right, against the defense, Kanabi, outside the three-point line on the left side. He gets the ball away, and now a three-pointer for Limeron from the right side of the circle. No, rebound off the board for Emmett Glothar. Glothar now to the front court, in the hands of Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap looks into the paint, takes on three defenders, and a blocking foul called on the Irish here. I think that's going to be on Limeron. He hit the floor and was none too pleased with the whistle. He wanted a whistle, but he wanted an offensive call on HTRS and said he got called for the block. Fourth team foul of the quarter, 2:44 left in the second period. Bounce pass in from Hunter Bowling. Turnaround missed by Emmett Glothar, and then Brogan Dunlop got the offside rebound and lays it back up and in. It's 21-17. The 8-point lead is now 4 for the Irish. 3 ball off the mark for Fletcher, no good. Long rebound finds its way back to him off of 2 or 3 players. And now the Irish will reset the shot clock and have the ball in the front court. Limeron looking left, passes right into the hands there of Sipple. Sipple comes all the way around the perimeter. Back out top, Kanabi to Limeron. Limeron fakes right, tried a little pick and roll there. Couldn't connect with Kanabi. Limeron going to the middle. 3 ball from the top of the key. Well short, rebound picked out of the air by Dunlap to Bowling. Big step and a blocking foul. And that's going to be another foul on Limeron. That'll be his third as he got in front of Bowling and took a big step. So Brendan now has 3 for the Irish. Team foul number 5 of the quarter. So it's bonus time for the Titans. That's a shooting foul anyway. Bowling at the line with 2 points. First trip to the line tonight. 6-foot senior gets set, fires, and got it. It's now 21-18, the Irish leads. The Irishman stuck on 21 for a while. Oop, wait a minute, boys. You can't come in yet. Until the referee says come in. Into the game now for the Irish, J.J. Lancaster, a 5'11 freshman. And back in is Hayden Clow for the Irish. So the Irish have Clow, Limeron, and Wilcox, 3 starters on the bench right now. Toby Baxter on the inside position. It doesn't matter. Bowling knocks it down. And we've got a 2-point ball game, 21-19. Minute 50 to go, and the Irish turn it over. Clow threw the ball off the inbound up the floor to Fletcher, and he couldn't get the catch made, and it falls out of bounds on the side at midcourt. All right, bringing the ball in now will be Brogan Dunlap. He'll get the ball, work to the right side, pass it away. Now to Darius Bowling is in there on the break in the action. Bowling throws to the middle, back door behind the defense. Bowling, that was Darius to Hunter. Hunter couldn't get it. Rebound on the offensive end to Vaughn. Vaughn to Hunter Bowling. Out to Darius for three. No rebound. And a foul on the rebound, which is picked up by J.J. Lancaster for the Irish. Foul on Brennan Vaughn, and that's his third foul. Second team foul, but the third on Vaughn. So each player has a starter with three fouls presently in the ball game. 1:24 to go in the half. The Irish lead 21-19. They were up 21-13. Come the other way. The Irish in the middle, shot up, high off the glass, good for Kobe Baxter. Baxter in the paint from about 6 feet, kisses it in off the glass, high above the square that time. Inside, the ball knocked loose, the Irish have it, they tried to get it in to Dunlap, knocked away with 53 seconds to go, here come the Irish to the front court. Moving the ball up the floor, and now Baxter has it tipped away from behind by Dunlap. Dunlap headed in, right hand layup is up and good. Brogan Dunlap in double figures with 10. 2-point Irish lead, 23-21. The Titans running it back here on him after trailing by 8. Baxter looks out top. He goes to Lancaster down the right side. Turns a little hook pass behind him from the right side to the left side. Cooper Kanabe with the layup. 18 seconds left in the half. Irish leading 25-21. Titan ball to the top with the basketball. Brogan Dunlap lobs it down low on the inside. Driving in, kicking out right side. Three ball no good for Darius Bowling. And at the end of the half, no good on the long shot for the Irish. It's Fall City Signor 25, HTRS 21. 21 for the Titans, 25 for the Irish. At halftime, we'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back and give you the first half scoring coming up on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Self-defense skills are great to have, and Heller Martial Arts is ready to train your child. Over the holiday break, we will have 4 Krav Maga Junior classes, teaching personal protection skills that kids can easily learn and use, Monday the 23rd and 30th, Thursday the 26th and 2nd, 5:30 to 7. All kids ages 7 to 17 are welcome. Only $10 per class. Give us a call, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts in Falls City, 402-380-3383.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here at the Row Activity Center, it's halftime between St. Hart and Humboldt Table Rock Senior, our boys' game tonight. In the first half, the scoring goes like this for the visitors for Humboldt Table Rock Senior. It's Coach Jamie Stice. He has 10 points from Brogan Dunlap so far in the first half. Any of those in the second quarter. Brennan Vaughn has 2-5 for Emmett Gothar and 4 for Hunter Bowling. The Titans have went 2-for-4 at the free throw line in the first half tonight. For the Irish in the first half, leading the way is Brendan Lemeron and Cole Taft, 7 apiece in the first half. We've got 4 for Cooper Kanabe, 3 for Bo Fletcher, and 2 each for Toby Baxter and Tate Wilcox. The Irish are 2 out of 3 at the free throw line in this ball game. Foul trouble, Brendan Lemeron has 3, 2 on Cole Taft for the Irish. For the Titans, 3 on Brennan Vaughn and 2 on Emmett Gothar. All right, let's look at some other scores around the area. A halftime score at Palmyra. Ball State Tigers leading Palmyra 23-15 at the half. 23-15, the Tigers looking for their first victory tonight. The Ball State girls played Palmyra, and the win went to Palmyra 53-26 there. St. Herne girls, a game here on Sunny tonight, picked up a 57-27 win over HTRS. Freeman beat Auburn 48-37 in girls play, and Del Rodell beat Lewiston 61-10 in tonight's action. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll check the weather here for more of our sponsors. Back with second half action here on Sunny 101.3, the MSC Sports Radio Network. Coming up here in a little bit from the Rowe Activity Center in Falls City.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Cotter with your weather for the Tri-State area. Well, mostly clear skies this evening, a low around 16, with winds out of the east-northeast at around 5 miles an hour. Winds turn to the southeast on Saturday at 5 to 10 miles an hour, with sunny skies with a high near 38. Saturday night, it'll be mostly clear, with a low around 24, with winds out of the south-southeast at around 5 miles an hour. Sunday, a warm on up to 49, with sunny skies. Sunday night, it'll be mostly cloudy, with a low around 33. Monday will continue to warm up to 52 with mostly sunny skies. Monday night looks partly cloudy with a low around 28. Tuesday will only get up to 46 with partly sunny skies. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 27. Wednesday looks similar to Tuesday, being partly sunny with a high near 45. We'll have a slight chance of rain Wednesday night at low around 33. That slight chance of rain will continue into Thursday with a high near 48. Thursday night will have a low of 36. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
When it comes to winning in life, just like winning in sports, you need to have a game plan. When it comes to banking, you want the best financial playbook. We'll sit down with you and make sure you're executing the right plays for your family's future. So stop by and schedule an appointment today. Together, we'll tackle any problems on your path to financial security.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Located in Falls City.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Couple of scoring updates around the neighborhood at halftime. Ball City Tiger boys lead Palmyra tonight 23-15. 23-15, the Tiger boys with the win, with the lead. They are on the air on sister station KTNC. 12:30 a.m. and 107.1 FM right now. Randy Gatua in Palmyra tonight with that action. Johnson Brock boys. Johnson Brock boys lead Tri-County after one quarter. 21-4. 21-4 the final there. Johnson Brock leading Tri-County after one quarter tonight. Here we are ready to go. It is 25-21. St. Gerard with the lead in their boys game. The Irish girls won tonight 57-27.
Titan ball is third by third.
And we are set. Titan basketball is going to be Brennan Vaughn. Inbound the basketball to Brogan Dunlap. Boy, a lot of folks here tonight. It's Christmas break for a lot of places, so a lot of people coming home for Christmas early. And then, of course, we had the Nick Nolte tribute and dedication to the weight room area here at the Rowing Activity Center to Nick Nolte tonight. And a lot of his classmates are here, so seeing a lot of old, familiar Irish faces here, and they're still not that old, 20 years later, but old is all relevant, right? Here's a three ball from the left side on the rim, no good by Kami and Devin. They work the ball around. Rebound picked off by Tate Wilcox for the Irish. Up the floor, it will be Lemeron with three fouls over to Taft. Cole looking inside. Kanabe gets in. Nice move and drop step with the left hand. Kanabe with a nice little left hand turn off the drop step off the glass for two. And the Irish are up now by six. Here we come to the front court now. And a steal. Lemeron takes it away. Right hand can't connect. Followed by Fletcher. The tip over the top of Brogan Dunlap. I would imagine Titan fans not real happy that they might have thought that was over and back. It would be an interesting thing to rewatch. Here's in the paint, and throwing it up is Brogan Dunlap, and he's going to be fouled and go to the line. Foul on Sigurd Bo Fletcher, his first foul of the half. And the line, Brogan Dunlap. Excuse me, that's two fouls now. No, it's one foul on Fletcher. Free throw up. Free throw is good. Free throw for Dunlap. Get down here, PA guy Steve Cott. I'm going to give us. I don't need his trouble getting confused either. First foul on the Irish, Bo Fletcher. Second one up. Second one good. And it's a 6-point game, 29-23, as they hit both free throws. Eight has been the biggest lead in the game. And here's a jumper from the free throw line. Tab can't connect. Hunter Bowling the rebound around the back, up the floor, into the paint, dishes inside, little up and under, and a nice fake and a bucket for Evan Gothar. Gothar makes it a four-point game again. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Irish basketball. Kanabi get the ball off to Fletcher. Fletcher steps back, moves forward, hands the ball off now. He looks. He'll give the ball up. It's Taft. Moving to the right side. Off he goes now to Lemeron. So Irish aren't real big. They won't have a lot of inside. But right now, oh, they had a man underneath. The lob came up short, stolen by Emma Gothar. They were trying to get it underneath there to Tate Wilcox, who is the second tallest Irish player on the floor at 6'1". Right side, take the ball to Bullen in the right corner. He turns, he dishes it back, and a three ball from the corner for Detman is no good, and the rebound picked off by Cooper Kanabi. Kanabi up the floor, a long three. Fletcher, right side, no good. Rebound, Hunter Bowling. Bowling with the board, and he will get the ball away to Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap up the floor at the 5:20 mark of the third quarter. Down by four are the Titans. Take the ball to the left side of the floor to Detman. Skip it back over to Dunlap, right sideline. Starts to dribble in, cut off there. The Irish playing man defense here. Take the ball, Dunlap, left side now, Vaughn, to Hunter Bowling again. Bowling bounce pass into the high post, and a left-hander up. No good by Detman, and another rebound by the Irish. This time it comes down to Lemeron to the front. Give it up. Down the lane goes Wilcox. Layup right side good as he drives to the hole. And the lead is six again for the Irish, 31-25. Hunter Bowling, right sideline with the ball. Gets the ball in the middle. Dunlap takes out on the left side. Now a dribble and a drive by Vaughn. He gets in the paint, and he got tangled up with a couple of Irish defenders. Gets called for traveling. It will be Irish basketball. 4:26 left. Third period. The Irish up six over the HTRS Titans. Walking it up the floor this time, Brendan Lemeron. To Kanabi on the right side of the circle. Out top, and Fletcher for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipped. It's brought down by Hunter Bowling. Bowling to the front, being chased. Into the middle he goes. Kicks it out right side. Three ball. Off the rim, no good by Darius Bowling, who checked back in there on me. Darius can't connect. Irish rebound. Fletcher on the right sideline. Other end for the Irish on the offensive end. And now Wilcox down the right side. Stopped. Bounce pass across the lane. Up and good for Kanabi. Nice assist by Wilcox that time. And the lead again is eight for the Irish. Second time here in the half. That's the biggest lead of the ball game for Sacred Heart. Out of the right side, Darius Bowling with it. Into the middle. He gets it right back. Now to Hunter in the right corner. Back out to the top. The Titans content to work the ball around the perimeter of the defense at the moment. Now it is Vaughn. Left side of the floor. Nothing there. The Irish now zoned up here, it looks like. 2-1-2 with Kanabi in the middle. Three ball, right elbow, the bank is open for Brennan Vaughn. He's got five, the lead is 33-28. And we come up the floor, we get a whistle and a push foul. Foul on the Titans is going to be called on Brennan Vaughn. Oh, that's number four. Vaughn with his fourth foul after he hits that big three-pointer to the other end. It's his fourth foul. He'll come to the bench for the Titans. Let's see, take the ball, free throw line, jumper is up and good for Brendan Lemeron. He's got nine. Let's see, we've got Darius Bowling in the ball game, Hunter Bowling, Brogan Dunlap, Brennan Vaughn, and Emmett Gloth are in there for the Titans now. To the left side, down on the baseline now. Up and good, 12-footer Emmett Gloth are. He's got nine, and it's a five-point ball game again. Titans trailing. Inside out. Now Wilcox with a free throw line. Back out top. And it's a three-pointer up and good for Cole Taft. He's got 10. That will be his second long ball of the night. And the lead is 8 once again for the third time here in the third quarter. To the right side of the basketball now. Front court came in Detman. Detman passes off. Gets it right back. Right side working. Darius Bowen. They'll go back out top, double team, and they throw the ball near to the left side. Rogan Dunlop up the ladder to get it and save it. Throws it inside, and a miss on a little hook by Emmett Cawthar. It found its way right back to him, and he lays it off the glass for two. He's in double figures with 11. Had a drive down the lane, tipped away out of bounds by the Titan defense. The scoreboard has Glothar with 13. They've got 10 at the top for Dunlap. I think I'm closer than they are this time. Maybe not. Ball knocked out of bounds on the inbound as the Irish bring in Toby Baxter. So now inbounding for the Irish in the baseline, Brendan Lemeron comes out top to Fletcher. They try to go back to Lemeron. He got bumped off his path by Hunter Bowling. The Irish catch up with it. Now give the ball to Kanavi. He straddles the three-point line on the left side. Gets the ball to Lemeron down the lane, dishes off, and now it's going to be tapped, and he'll give the ball back out top to Lemeron. Lemeron, top of the key, looks off to Baxter. Fakes left, goes right, jumper on the rim, no. Rebound comes out long. On the run, Darius Bowling. He gets the ball away, now to Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap looks at it, thought about three, didn't. Hunter Bowling said, give me the ball. He was posted up on the left block. Here's a three-pointer off the mark, short, no good. Rebound, Kanavi off the miss by Detman. Kanavi with the rebound. Now up the floor come the Irish. 45 seconds go in the quarter. A long one by Taft. No good. The rebound ran down by Kamian Detman into the right corner on that end. Here come the Titans back up the floor, walking it up. 27 on the shot clock, 31 on the game clock. Inside, a little give and go. The assist to Glothar. Dunlap with the basket now has 14 in the game. To the far side we go. Baxter gives it away. Fletcher for three around the rim. No good on the inside. A rebound by Emmett Glothar. 13 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's a four-point game. The lead to the Irish. Take the ball. Front court. Skip it over the top. Dunlap open for three. It's a long one. It's off the rim. No good. And that wins third quarter. Take it hard. 38. Humboldt Table Rock Steiner, 34. We are back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny, 101.3.
38-34, Sacred Heart with a four-point advantage over Humboldt Table Rock Steiner here after three tonight at the Row Activity Center. It will be Irish basketball. Cole Taft, Lindbound. Baxter in the ball game for the Irish along with Kanavi, Fletcher, Lemeron, and Taft. Titans have Hunter Bowling in the ball game. Also in there, Darius Bowling. We've got Kamian Detman, Dunlap, Emma Glothar, Hunter Bowling in there. We've got Brennan Vaughn on the bench with four fouls to start this fourth period. The Irish can't come up with a bucket, so it's Titan basketball on the right side. They throw the ball down on the baseline to Hunter Bowling. Hunter with 4 points in the ball game, hasn't scored here in the second half yet. in the paint. He's got it now. 12-footer up and down. A little jumper up and good. Foley has got six, and the lead is now 2, 38-36. We had four ties early in the game, the last one at 11. A couple of lead changes. Fletcher going to fire a long three. The lefty off the front edge, no good. It bounces away all the way out to Taft. Now Baxter with it on the pass inside. Ball loose and the held ball. No, timeout called by Doug Gold. He's going to try to save the possession. He does with a minute gone by in the fourth quarter. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're Wealth Navigation Group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
38-36, the Irish lead. They have the basketball underneath their own bucket. They line up four across the baseline from sideline to sideline, triggering in. Lemeron brings in to Kanavi off the glass. No, but a whistle and a foul on the Titans. Brogan Dunlap says, I didn't foul him. The referee says, yes, you did. Coach Jamie Stice didn't like the call. The official from the far side says, yeah, Coach, he did. Dunlap, first foul of the ball game. Free throw up and good by Cooper Konami. He's got nine. He's had a nice night here for the Irish. Junior, 6'3", the biggest of the Irish this year. Konami ready. Up and around the rim. No. Bounced off. Their rebound picked up by Brogan Dunlap, and he'll bring it up the floor himself. Crosses midcourt against the Irish zone. On the right side now, it's Kamian Detman with it to Dunlop to go out to the right side. Three ball up and good. Kamian Detman with his first points of the night, and we are tied 39-all with 6:27 to go in the fourth quarter. And now a give and a go and a drive up. No for Fletcher, but he got him on the arm to the Titan. And the foul will be called against number 11, that's going to be Emmett Glothar. His third foul, second foul of the quarter. That will put Bo Fletcher at the line, 5 points, first trip to the line tonight for the Irish sophomore. This one's short, no good. He'll have another one here. Into the game with four fouls, coming back in, starter Brennan Vaughn. He's got 5 points in the ball game. He's got four fouls. All right, ready to roll here. Second free throw coming for Bo Fletcher. Up and got it. And that puts the Irish back in front by one, 40-39. Up the floor, Brogan Dunlap gives up. Hunter Bowling spins through traffic. Bounce pass, a high bounce pass. Out it goes to Devin. Inside, they get the ball to Glothar. He can't connect. It comes back and it finds its way to Brogan Dunlap. He puts up it in. He's got 16 at the other end. Down the lane goes Baxter, and he got fouled.
Fouls on Brogan Dunlap.
So Dunlap picks up the foul down on the defensive end. Third foul of the quarter, his second of the game. Now the Irish line up on the baseline, bring the ball in to Cole Taft. Out on the right side, isolated there, drives in. Now three defenders. That means somebody's open, and it's Cooper Konami standing underneath the bucket, says, give me the ball, lay it in, and he does. And the Irish are up now 42-41. Is that right? The Irish take the lead back. That's right. They had the free throw. So Sagard up 42-41 with 5:41 to go. It's a 1-point advantage for the Irish. To the left side in the corner. A bounce pass in to Dunlap. Up no, and the rebound to Fletcher. He's on the run. It's 1-on-5. Better hold up here. He does. He gives the ball back now to Cole Taft, right in front of Doug Golds on the Irish bench. Golds picked up his 750th career win earlier this season. all-time winningest basketball coach in Nebraska basketball history. Quite the career for Coach Goltz. Coming the other way with the basketball now, working around the perimeter, Brendan Lemeron. He'll pass it off. Now he'll give it to Fletcher. He'll go through the lane, and a blocking foul and a bucket. That could have went the other way, but they call it a foul on the defense. So a two-pointer for Fletcher gives him 8. The foul for the Titans on Emmett Glothar, his fourth. Team foul number 4 of the quarter. The Irish are not committed a foul yet in the fourth quarter. Fletcher with 8. Free throw up and good. He's got 9. And the lead now is 4, 45-41. To the front court, Brennan Vaughn, double team. In trouble. They knocked away from him in a reach-in foul. Coach Stice is about to call timeout, but the foul was called first. So Bo Fletcher called for his second foul. First foul of the quarter on the Irish. All right, inside we go, and the shot no good. Tried to get it in there to Hunter Boyd. The ball taken down by the Irish. Up the floor. Now Baxter has a free throw line. Jumper is blocked, and the loose ball. Fletcher hit it. It went out of bounds. He caroms into the front row of the bleachers, and it's going to be Titan basketball. The 4:33 left. Into the game for the Irish once again. Tate Wilcox sitting down this time. Let's see. Coming out of there, Kanabi, I believe. Yep. So Titan basketball. Fletcher tried to knock it away. Came up empty. Now, and nobody home on the pass. The Titans try to save it, and they can't. Chasing after it was Kamian Detman. The ball went right between two Titans and took a bounce, and it goes out of bounds. It's a four-point Irish advantage, and they have the basketball. 4:15 to go in the fourth period here at the Rowe Activity Center in Fall City. Bring the ball to the front court. Get the ball off. Now Wilcox, free throw line with it. Looking. Off to Fletcher. Fletcher dribbles, finds, goes down the lane, elevates, stripped of the basketball, recovered underneath by Wilcox. Now to Lemeron. Seesawing the ball back and forth, keeps it. Hunter Boyne chasing with it. Off the left side now it goes, and a drive down the left side, a pull-up jumper, short, no good by Cole Tatt. Rebound to the Titans with 3:39 to play in this ball game. So here come Titans to the front court now, trailing by 4. 3.5 to play. Hunter Bowling takes the pass, dishes it off, right back it goes. Vaughn can't connect on the 3. Weak side rebound to Glothar up. Won't go, and the rebound controlled by Signart. Toby Baxter. Baxter brings it off to Lemeron. Lemeron to Tapp, right side in front of the Irish bench. Wilcox stands at the top of the key, left side of the circle to Baxter. Now back it goes to Fletcher. Fletcher, right side, handing the ball down low. Wilcox back to Lemeron. He drives into the paint, passes tip, but it gets her to Baxter. Back to Lemeron. Bakes right, drives left, and stops the baseline. Back out top. Fletcher in traffic, throws it up off the backboard. Hit the top of the backboard. And everybody thought it hit the top of the backboard. The whistle didn't sound. Everybody kind of stopped and looked at it, waiting on the call, and now they got it. Titan ball with 2:43 to go and a four-point lead for the Irish. To the front court, walking it up slowly is Brogan Dunlap. Picked up, passes off left side for Vaughn. Emmett Glothar on the left side. Back it comes to Vaughn. Glothar three ball, short, no good. Rebound to Wilcox, and he'll hand it off there from Lemeron. Lemeron to the front court with 2:20 to play. Titans have committed 4 fouls. The next one will put the Irish to the free throw line. If they get to the point that's needed, Fletcher in traffic, high off the glass with the left hand, and it falls in. He's in double figures with 11. He's got 6 up here in the fourth period. The Irish up by 6. And a timeout call by the Titans with 2:02 to go. Timeout HTRS. They trail by 6. We're back in 30 seconds. on Sunny 101.3.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit U.S. Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Couple of scoring updates for you. Another games around the neighborhood tonight. The boys score at halftime. It is Freeman Falcons 21, Auburn 15, 21-15. Freeman leading Auburn at halftime, the boys game. And after three quarters, the Palmyra squad leading Fall City 33-29. Tigers had a lead there at halftime in that game. Those are the only other boys scores that we have tonight. The Irish girls picked up a win tonight by 30 over HTRS. Freeman over Auburn, 48-37. Palmyra beat Fall City, 53-26. Johnson Brock, 54-31, winner tonight. And Lord Central Catholic got Archbishop Bergen, 61-30. Hunter Bowling with a long two-pointer up, no good. Rebound of the Titans and a three-pointer from the left side of the circle by Vaughn. It won't go. Limmer onto the rebound, ahead to Fletcher, running the court. At the other end is Wilcox. He gets the layup. Wilcox has got six. The assist to Fletcher, and the lead is eight again. That's the biggest lead in the game for the Irish. 1:27 to go. Drive in the lane. Brogan Dunlop. It won't go. Wilcox with the rebound. He'll get the ball away now to Taft, and ahead. Wilcox to Limeron. Then the Irish can control the ball here. They got 25 seconds on the shot clock. Baxter with it over to Fletcher. Moving with the left-hand dribble. Gets the ball away to Limeron. 15 on the clock. Wilcox hands it. Top of the circle. Off now to
1 minute.
Taft. Minute to go. Taft drives into the paint. An Irish player fell down. That was Wilcox. But up and good on the two-pointer for the Irish, and now we've got a timeout called.
A full timeout is called.
Timeout by the Irish. The basket to Taft. He's got a dozen now, and it's 51-41, the biggest lead of the night for Sacred Heart. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 40-20 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Sunny 101.3.
51-41, Sagar with the lead over Humboldt Table Rock Senior here in the fourth quarter tonight. It's going to be Titan basketball. Got just what left the game. They take all the time goes off the clock here. They put the timeout, running time up there. 51 seconds to go here. Titan basketball, get it into Hunter Bowling. They need to hurry down by 10. Hunter Bowling between two defenders up the floor, leaves the ball back now, and Dunlap couldn't hold on to the ball, taken away by Taft, and then he's going to be fouled by Damian Detman, his first, and that's going to put the Irish at the line to shoot a pair here. Taft with 12 points in the ball game tonight.
His first personal foul, Cole Taft to the line.
And here we go. Free throw up, and he got it. That's 13 for Taft. There's the free throw on the way up, and he got them both. To the front court, the Titans go with 33 seconds left. In the corner, Dunlap for three. Up and good. Dunlap with the three-pointer now has 17 in the game. The other way we go. The Irish get the ball in, and we have a foul with 21.8 seconds to go here. Foul this time on the Titans. Kamian Detman, his second. At the line for the Irish is Cole Taft again. Cole, 14 points in the game, looking for 15, and there it is. The lead is 10 again, 54-44. Darius Bowling back in here. Oh, there's who sat down. Brogan and Dan, Brendan Vaughn sat down. Free throw in and out, no good. The rebound by Glothar. His outlet stolen by Fletcher. The Irish have it, and a quick foul going to be called on Detman again. His third, and this time they're going to put at the free throw line Brendan Lemeron. Lemeron's got nine. He's looking for double figures with 15 seconds to go. Ready, up, and rattles it home, does Brendan Lemeron. The Irish have made seven free throws here so far in the fourth quarter. They were 2 of 3 coming into the fourth quarter. This one also rattles home. And it's now an 11-point lead, 55-44. The Irish have one, two, three players in double figures and 2 with 8. Pretty balanced attack. Bring the ball into Dunlap. He tries to let it roll. Now what do we have? No idea what the official said there. They reset the clock. 15.5 seconds left in the game. The lead is 11. Bring it into Hunter Bowling. Sided up the floor over there on the far side by Kyler Sipley, who's back in the ball game. Dunlap three ball, left side short. Glothar with the tip. It won't go. Glothar with the rebound. And he's fouled with 3 seconds to go. Sayhart will bring Connor Nelson into the ball game, a 5'10 senior. Titans will counter with Cole Hunziker coming back in, a 6'1 freshman. Also back in for the Irish, Trey Studheit, a 6-foot sophomore. Let's see if that's right. Too many letters in my scorebook here. Studite, yeah, sophomore. At the line is Emmett Glothar with 13 points. Free throw up, and he got it. 1 out of 2. 56-45. Emmett's got 14 in the ball game. And that's your final score, Sacred Heart 56, HTRS 45, 56-45. The Irish outscore the Titan in the fourth quarter, 18-11. We'll be back and wrap it up after this one-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Sunny 101.3.
Final score tonight in the boys game, 56-45. The win of the Sacred Heart Irish. They are 2-2 on the year. The Titans now 3-1, snapping their three-game winning streak. Looking at the score tonight for the Titans, they're led by Brogan Dunlap. He had 17 in the ball game, 14 for Emma Glothar. 6 points for Hunter Bowling, 5 for Brendan Vaughn, and 3 for Kamian Detman in tonight's contest. The Titans went 3 out of 6 at the free throw line. For the Irish Knights, the scoring goes this way. Cole Taft leading the way with 15. 11 each for Bo Fletcher and Brendan Lemeron tonight. 8 for Tate Wilcox, 9 for Cooper Kanavi, and 2 more for Toby Baxter for the Irish total of 56. Free throw shoot tonight for the Irish. They went 10 out of 14 at the line. In the girls' game tonight, it was a win for the Irish, 57-27, the final. Sacred Heart led by Gentry Lechtenberg with 16, 11 each for Daisy Witt and Avery Sano. Titans led by Lillian Bowen. She had 10 points in the game tonight. The Irish girls now 4-1. Titan girls dropped to 1-5 on the season. That's going to wrap up our coverage tonight. Fall City Boys still in action over on KTNC tonight with Randy Gatula. Tune in to 107.1 FM or 1230 AM. Pick up the rest of the Irish, or, of course, on the MSC radio app on your phone anywhere in the world. That's going to wrap it up for our action tonight, and that's going to wrap up our basketball action for high school coverage now until 2025. So we're done for now for basketball. Thanks to MJ Evans. We wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll talk to you after the first of the year with more high school basketball.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.